Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I'm obsessed with a couple of things today, and they're just dumb. So can I get one of them out of the way now?
Yeah. For sure.
There was a thing that says, what? Hang on. I got to find it. What? Oh, yeah. What is something odd that you find attractive? Do you have a particular kink?
Not off the top of my head. Being able to say,
well, see, that's hard. When you put somebody on the spot, because initially I thought, well, I don't know if I, and I realized
okay, what's
I
yours?
Do. No, and I do. And my wife is fully aware of this. Okay. I really love a good speech impediment, and especially a lisp. Is that not the weirdest thing? I do. I love a lisp. And like I said, my wife knows it. And we fight, and she goes, okay, well, what about on guys? And I go, well, it doesn't turn me on with guys. I'm just thinking, cause I'm straight guy.
Yeah.
And, but I find it fascinating.
How did you figure this out? What woman?
It just is.
Came in with a speech impediment that you were like, you know is. What? This is it.
It just is. I don't know. I don't know where it started. I don't know where it started. Braces too. Adults with braces. I'm obsessed.
Oh, I love braces. Actually, that's so funny.
Yeah. Our buddy Danny just got his off. You know Danny from boot camp?
Yeah.
He just got his off. And I got to be honest, he was thrilled. I was disappointed.
Okay, now, that's so funny because I love a mouthful of big, stupid braces.
Yeah, I don't want to do it with Danny. I just think he's adorable. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference. So welcome to Thursday, everybody. 3 weeks till Toy Drive. 25% off if you show up at Toy Drive with braces or a speech impediment.
Yes.
I don't know, 25% off what? I have no idea, but that's, yeah. Okay, good.
There's a discount.
Yeah. So did I just kill the whole show by that?
No, I was actually going to come in hot telling you, what is the name? It's like not mesothelioma, and that is not the name. But when you can't listen to people chewing or drinking or eating...
Oh, I hate
anti-ASMR.
Wait, what brought this up? What brought this on?
Because I was thinking about, yesterday I was at the gym, I was running, and this incredible human being next to me was literally just breathing, literally running as fast as they could and just breathing. And sure. It's getting worse for me. It's like now I can't listen to people.
Oh, you didn't like hearing their heavy anything. Breathing on the treadmill?
Yes. Like it's chewing gum, it's eating, it's drinking. Now
I don't
breathing.
Like mouth noises.
What am I? But it's mouth noises. So I think it's funny that you like speech impediments, anything with a mouth, because I'm like, keep it closed.
No. Don't mix the two up.
Okay.
I love a good lisp. I like a thick tongue.
Oh.
Well, that's what it seems like it is to me. It's like your tongue is too big for your mouth, and so then you have a lisp. The whole thing, all of that I love. The stuff that you kind of come by naturally.
Yeah.
No. Mouth noises, good God, no. Chewing, you're right. The eating with your mouth open, ugh. Although, I have a friend that I haven't seen in quite a while that is a horrible mouth open chewer, and I kind of miss him for it because he's just a big slob. You know what I mean? He just is. He's a slob. He's a great guy. He's the best of guys. He just doesn't. It's just you got to understand the whole package with him. And sure. part of the package with him is he eats with gusto and just blah, 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 blah. He looks like a farm animal when he eats. Like his tongue actually comes out of his mouth. And he's like, oh, yeah, hey, you want some of this sandwich? So I understand. You want to make me crazy? Teeth on fork.
Oh, God.
Teeth on fork. I could murder. I could murder for teeth on fork.
Yeah. It's called misophonia. That's what we've got. And mine is getting worse and worse by the day. There's an actual name, misophonia.
Really? Because I thought you were straight up nuts when you said it's not mesothelioma. And I'm like, you've been watching too much late night television.
Too many commercials.
Lawyers. Have you been diagnosed with mesothelioma? No, nor do I know anybody else who has.
Nor do I even actually know what that is.
But maybe it's because I don't know anybody that's ever built a ship. You know, because I think that's one of those, it's like in the docks.
Yeah.
We live in the desert, so probably not. Okay, good. Well, we got all that randomness out of the way. 21 days until toy drive. It's the Chet Buchanan Show. Thank you so much for listening. It's almost Friday, y'all.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, this is a bit of a wild one. I apologize. We've been talking about other things, and I did not provide you with first pick information. So you're going to have to come in cold on this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Happily married, says Connor. And in order to let the light in the apartment, this really should be relationship rehab, but I don't know. I'm throwing it in here now. In order to let light into the apartment, we keep the shades open in our bedroom. I can see our neighbors, two women, across the way, who also leave their blinds open, but walk around half naked. I'm not sure if my wife has noticed them, but I have, and I haven't said anything about it.
Oy.
I'm not necessarily waiting for this to happen, but if I happen to catch a glimpse of skin, I don't look away. I may have also spent more than a few minutes with my attention in that direction the other day. Connor wants to know, should I tell my wife what's happening? Is this considered cheating? So there's two things for you to wrap your head around at 702-364-9898. If we could interest you in Jeff Dunham tickets, we'd like to do that. Jeff Dunham is going to be at, it's right here in front of me somewhere, at PH Live at Planet Hollywood, Sunday, February 2nd, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. Tickets go on sale on Saturday at 10 a.m., but you can have yours now.
God, this is hard. I don't know.
Well, is it cheating? I know.
That's
yes.
Like a stretch.
But if you want to call it a form of cheating, I get it. I do get it.
I know.
Does he need to tell his wife what's happening? This is great. 702-364-9898 right now. It's your first pick. Good luck.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Veronica Cruz from Enterprise.
Hey, Ronnie, can we call you Ronnie? Does anybody call you Ronnie?
Yeah, my mom does.
Cutie.
Well, I am not your mother. Okay, we'll call you Veronica then. Connor's getting a free show from the neighbors across the way. Is this considered cheating? Let's start there. Second question first. Is this considered cheating?
I would say no.
I don't think it's cheating. Michaela, you, the look on your face, you're hedging.
No, it's not cheating.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you were really thinking about it. I could tell. You were really like, you were on the fence.
Yeah, you know how I am. I mean, listen, I'll think anything out. But no, it's not cheating.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And does he need to tell his wife? Veronica?
I think as he's questioning it, it's obviously wrong to keep doing it. If he's not going to keep doing it, then I say, don't say nothing, let it go. But, I mean, if it's something that is bothering him, then maybe he should mention it.
Michaela, tell his wife.
It's hard. I would tell Lisa because she's my best friend. I tell her everything. And we'd be like, oh, my God. But
right.
I don't think you have to say it because it's cheating. I would just be like, Lisa, look.
He knows. Okay, so that's the difference there, because he knows his wife. He knows his wife would be not in favor of it. He knows that. And so that's why he's worried about it. No. Should you tell your wife? Absolutely not. Not if you want it to continue, because honest to God, if you tell your wife, she's going to board that window up. You're going to have It'll be bricks over it by the end of the afternoon. She doesn't even know how to lay bricks, and she will.
Oh, you know she what I mean?
She'll be out there with the wheelbarrow and the hat and the thing with the mud and the brick. And yeah. It'll be like a cartoon. They'll go up in like 15 seconds.
She's a carpenter.
Yeah, that's it. So, all right. So what did we decide? Don't tell, not cheating.
Yes.
Good. Adrian, you in on that?
Yep. Both of those. Perfect.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No, Connor, don't say anything. You shouldn't have even told. Well, actually, what's your address? Let me come over there later on this afternoon.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So I got a radio buddy that they do this thing, and it's pretty common in lower levels of hockey. They do a teddy bear toss, right? So everybody brings a teddy bear to the game. Then when your team scores their first goal, everybody throws the teddy bear on the ice. And then they scoop them all up and give them to kids who need them. You know, they're
traumatic. So cute.
Yeah, whatever. So I thought of him immediately because here's the crazy thing. This thing became so popular for my buddy. He did such a good job that they had way more teddy bears than they could ever use. And they were literally shipping them all over the country. And I would like to believe some of the teddy bears ended up in this potentially creepy situation.
Oh, God.
Connor and Brianne are up in British Columbia, Canada. My buddy's in Seattle. So it would make sense.
Oh, there's a chance.
Yes. Now, getting them across the border, I don't know, because, you know, might have cocaine in them. I don't know. Well, you know, probably. But Connor and Brianne are up in Canada, and they were taking down some drywall in their house recently. And we've all heard stories of people finding things in their walls.
I guess some guy was living in the walls of this 91-year-old the other day, I heard.
At one point, the insulation stopped, and there was a random stuffed animal. Hmm. So, okay, maybe some kid, they wanted the stuffed animal to stay with the house. What, you know what the story is. They pulled some more drywall, then some more, and some more, and some more, and the stuffed animal insulation kept continuing. In the end, 110 stuffed animals in the wall. They pulled them all out, put them on a table, put a video on TikTok, because of course, what else are you going to do?
Content.
It went viral. One commentator was crying because she saw a duck that was very similar to the one that she had when she was a kid.
Oh.
They've not been able to find. So Connor and Brienne sent her that duck.
Oh, they love this.
Other people started commenting about stuffed animals that they wanted. So Connor and Brienne started giving them away and sending them all around the world. Most of them were in great condition. They've sent them all across Canada. They sent them to the UK. Somebody in Vegas got one, and wherever you are,
wow.
Call 702-364-9898 right now, because we want to talk to you. One of these stuffed animals ended up in Indiana. Some of them ended up in South Carolina. The couple doesn't know who had the home before, so it's unclear what the purpose of the stuffed animals was. I find it to be brilliant. It's possible
Genius.
That somebody just had a bunch of them that they didn't need anymore and decided to use them as insulation to recycle them. Weird? Yes. Brilliant? I think so. I think so. And by the way, again, if you're the Vegas person that got one of these stuffed animals from Connor and Brienne, or even if you just want to make it up and pretend like you are, call 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, so am I also in trouble like Michael Strahan? Did you hear about the drama that came out of the Veterans Day weekend tribute on Fox NFL Sunday?
Because he didn't put his arm up, his hand over his heart.
Yeah, am I a commie? Because I don't put, because I don't do that, and I don't know why. I don't have any specific reason. I was just always taught somehow back in my formative years. I am of the belief that you put your hand over your heart for the Pledge of Allegiance, which nobody does anymore.
Uh huh.
But that you stand at attention, you know, not at attention, but that you stand solemnly,
yeah,
you know, with your and with your hands folded in front of you for the national anthem. However, that's what Michael Strahan did. And people were like, Fox, you need to fire him. He's un-American.
They wondered
if Michael Strahan. So do you? Okay, I have a number of questions. Do you think that there are people, say, for example, at an Aces game, do you think that there are people that think I'm protesting something? I am. I'm protesting stupidity and ridiculousness.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as many times as I've sang the anthem, I always wanted to put my hand over my heart, but I end up using it to sing. And it has crossed my mind, would people think I was being disrespectful as I'm singing and not having my hand over my heart? But I don't even, as I'm thinking back now, a lot of people don't put their hand over their heart. Like you're vibing, you're being respectful. We're moving on.
So it's okay.
On.
It's yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Strahan apologized. I just wondered if I needed to apologize.
Well, and you want to make an apology just in case?
You know that fly that was flying around in my studio too, yeah, in here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just landed in my coffee and I just drank him. And
oh, good. Well, you got rid of the problem.
Yeah,
problem solved.
He's out of here.
And it was funny because it happened, you know, while we're on the air just then, and I'm kind of like, now what do I do? I don't know. I don't feel sick, so okay. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm not going to throw up. But
no.
That was yeah.
Good, just a good source of protein. People eat bugs all the time, Chad.
Well, I didn't need to eat it. No, here it is.
It's
literally right there. Here.
Ew. Put it in the trash.
I was just sweating in your coffee and you took a sip of the coffee?
Yeah, I took a sip of the coffee and I went, what the hell is that? And I spit it out.
Oh my God.
That bug is thick.
I spit it out.
You guys, he's literally showing us this dead ass fly on his paper. I thought you swallowed it. That's what you pulled out of your mouth? Oh my God.
I just kind of went,
I thought you were having a raisin. I'm like, what is going on?
That's what I thought too.
I'm like, literally, it's that, you know how your brain works really fast? So we're talking about Michael Strahan. I go to take a sip of coffee. I suck something in. And then I go, what's that? And then I'm like, I don't remember having a muffin. And then,
because
I didn't. And then I go, what is that? And I went, into my hand.
Oh my God. So you had to smash it. You had to swish it around your mouth for you to feel what it was.
No swish. No swish. It all happened really fast.
Okay.
It was just like really quick, like, ah, what? Hey, you have something in your mouth. What is it? Muffin? No, you haven't had a muffin. Okay, what is it? Puh, fly.
Oh, my God. All right. Well,
I've been in this business. I've been in this business longer than I can count. I don't think that's ever happened. A first for everything.
All right.
Well, welcome. A momentous occasion.
Here we
Hang
go.
On a second. That needs the toilet.
All right.
The toy drive.
Go.
Music has never
been. Shoe fly. 21. Don't bother my man, Chet, baby.
That's right. What she said. 21 days.
Taking out a fly community one sip at a time.
21 days till toy drive. So it's a history making Chet Buchanan show. Doing stuff that's never been done before. 98.5 KLUC. Adrian's named the fly. His name is Carl. Why is his name Carl? How is he Carl?
I just like Carl. He gave me Carl vibes as he entered your mouth.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Good morning. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah.
We are completely unhinged this morning. Oh, my God.
He was. By the way, I'll tell you this right now. He's been waiting 10 minutes since this all started. He's been waiting 10 minutes to say, Carl entered your mouth. He's been waiting for that. By the way, well, skillfully executed, sir. Nicely
well,
done.
Honestly, he's been sending well dirty text messages all day today.
He's all hopped up on the Dayquil. That's why. He's all jazz. It started from jump this morning, and I went, oh, he's going to be fun.
It's a fun show.
Yeah. No, I love, listen, I'm in favor of it. Today's show brought to you by Dayquil and Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, all the fixings, as well as what else? What else is going to enter your mouth?
All the add-ons, baby.
That's right. The add-ons straight down your neck. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. We did not get to probably what was the most important part until I was so rudely interrupted by Carl the Fly entering my mouth that we have Nick Carter tickets. So we talked to Nick yesterday, very excited for his homecoming shows. It's the end of the tour. He's got a couple more shows in Texas after this weekend, but he's got two shows at the Summit Showroom at the Venetian this weekend, and it's a homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the one guy that we do know that lives in Southern Highlands inside the gates.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's really excited. To show his excitement and appreciation, he has given to us a pair of tickets and meet and greet passes. We would like to give them to you, but you're going to have to work for it. Because Susanna Medellin of Inspirata has got three wins under her belt and showing no signs of stopping.
No way.
So, and now I got to be honest, with Nick Carter meet and greets on the line, she's going to be a tough out today. You know, she'll be too. But if you're up to the challenge and, you know, and you want to take a shot at it, why don't you call 702-364-9898 while we play Miles Smith and Stargazing. Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's hometown throwdown, ready to go. And our defending champion, three wins under her belt from Inspirata. Woo! Everybody, welcome back, Susanna Medellin. Hello,
yes!
Susanna.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Susanna.
I'm assuming you're a little extra fired up today with the Nick Carter meet and greets and the tickets to the show on the line.
Yeah, let's hope I get it.
You got it.
Oh, no, you're she's focused. She's not playing around. No time for pleasantries today.
No.
I got it.
No.
Who's her challenger, Adrian?
We got Allie Dick from Providence.
Oh, Allie knows what she's doing too.
Yes, she does.
Allie, where have you been?
I've just been so busy. I'm in massage school right now.
We got you. We
Good
got
job,
you,
Mama.
Really? So, how long does it take for you to get through that?
It's a 10-month course, but I'm like in clinicals now, so I'm towards the end. So I'm almost.
Oh my
there.
Gosh! Congratulations.
We're tight with the Massage Envy folks, and they're big supporters of Toy Drive. So when you're out, give me a shout. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it did. Yeah. No, we might be able to get you a gig. So. Right on. Okay, well, let's go. You guys know how to play. First one to three wins. Make sure you buzz in with your name and wait until we call on you just in case you think you got in first, but you really didn't. Your quiz master is the one, the only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
She starred in The Dukes of Hazzard as Daisy Dukes and even celebrated 7 years of sobriety, but rumors are swirling.
Was that Allie? Did I hear Allie get in first?
No,
you thought it was Susanna? I didn't know. Honestly, I was fixated on the fact that I hadn't switched the music yet to this music now. So I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. So Susanna got in first.
Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Or we would have also accepted Catherine Bach from the original Dukes of Hazzard, but who knows if she's been sober for 7 years or not.
Or if she's going through a potential divorce.
Or, yeah, that's true. I told you I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. The champion's up 1-0.
We interviewed this Backstreet Boy just yesterday as he talked about his love for Vegas and performing.
Susanna.
Nick Carter,
champion up 2-0. Allie, will you test your buzzer to see if it works?
Yeah, Allie.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right. Okay.
All right.
Susanna 2, everybody else nothing.
Also a Vegas resident, this actor's restaurant caught fire last week, but he told a news outlet, don't worry, it just...
Susanna, for the win.
Mark Wahlberg.
Is it Mark Wahlberg? Yes, it is. Short work made out of that. And there we go. Allie, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really sorry.
Screw that, dude.
Oof. I'll tell you what. Allie, I'm not kidding. I'm so sorry that can we give you tickets to the Disney Descendants Zombies deal? That thing where you can take your kids. It's not until July, so you'll be out of school then.
Yeah.
You know, and that can we give you those tickets just for, just to help heal the wound?
You're feeling bad for me. I love that. I'll definitely take you up on that.
Yes, right on. Go take it.
No, that's good. And Susanna, you're going to meet Nick Carter this weekend, and you've got a pair of tickets to the show, and you get to choose either Friday or Saturday. Right. So you work that out with Adrian, and then...
Good job, Savannah.
Thank you.
Aww,
all right, everybody's on hold. Tomorrow, and I love when it works out this way. Uh-huh. Tomorrow on Friday, Susanna Medellin of Inspirata goes for win number 5, attempting to be our 13th five-time champion to get a Michaela's Hometown Throwdown championship belt that we still haven't ordered yet. But that's tomorrow. We'll worry about that tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey, earlier, did we decide to swing back around on... We're talking about swinging back around on something for the 177-second survey. Was it the deal with the guy with Connor, who's seeing his half-naked neighbors out of his windows? Was that what it was?
No.
Was it something else?
I think it was something else.
What was it?
I don't know. I don't think it was about chewing out loud. Was it the misophonia, or were we moving on from that?
Oh,
yeah.
By the way, what brought that up? There was a lot of things happening at the beginning of the show this morning. And Michaela brought up that because somebody on the treadmill next to you was mouth breathing like a racehorse.
Yeah, listen, totally not their fault. By the way, this is me being such an a-hole, but it's getting worse as I get older, hearing people eat, chew. Poor Lisa has to like leave the house if she wants to eat dinner. But now the mouth breathing at the gym, like it's nobody's fault but my own. No, you do that all the time and I literally want to pass out. Oh God, I hate it. I think it's a real illness. And I don't know what to do about it.
Do I slurp coffee? Do I do it all the time?
Yes.
And it makes me crazy?
Yeah, but it's not your fault. You're just enjoying your coffee. People just want to enjoy what they're drinking and eating. It's just, I have to get over myself, but it's just very difficult.
So now the truth comes out, because I have often said, because I hear it in my own headphones, I'm so sorry. I just swallowed coffee or whatever, you know what? And you're like, no, it's fine. You have to stand up for yourself.
No, I do, but that's not where I'm going to set a boundary. You're just having a sip of coffee. Who am I to say don't drink your coffee?
Listen, I could go way over here and I could go, see, even if I wanted to be really loud, like a minute ago, I was just being obnoxious with it. We know somebody, though, that is a coffee slurper.
Oh,
we do know that they do it on purpose. They don't do it on purpose, but they just are.
Give it a shot. Let's see.
See, I could go way over here. I could be way over here and go.
Go outside. Try it out there. No, you can still hear it.
Yeah, but that's because I was doing it way over the top.
Oh, okay.
I was going Jim Carrey level coffee slurping.
Listen, it's a problem, but it is a problem.
Okay, so hang on. Mouth noises. So are we going to... Okay, mouth noises.
Okay.
Yeah, but wait. So what's the question then for the 100? Do mouth noises annoy you?
Do you suffer from misophonia?
Is that the question?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you suffer... That's what it's called.
You guys,
we're a late night law firm. Do you suffer from misophonia?
Guys, that's what it's called. I Googled it. It's misophonia. That's the name.
Phonia?
Yeah, misophonia.
Misohony.
That's another problem.
No, I don't think we're supposed to say that. I don't think so.
It's a real thing. And people
I don't know.
Like me exist.
Well, yes. But is it worthy of the 177-second survey? I don't know.
All right, maybe not.
However, so we got a couple of minutes to think about it. We're going to, Gladiator 2. We've got an advanced screening. It's happening next
Tuesday.
Tuesday at an undisclosed location, because we don't need people trying to mob up and sneak in.
No.
So, yeah, but if you want your tickets, that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. I don't know if we're going to talk about misophonia. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do that. We'll see. Hey.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Natalie Hayes from Green Valley Ranch.
Matt, you ready for your 177-second survey? Please say yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because if you'd have said no, I'm not sure what we'd have done. I'd have been like, well, all right, we'll check back with you later. Hey, today's National Pickle Day. Do you drink the juice out of the jar?
Yeah, it's good for cramps.
Really?
My mouth is wide open.
Yes, always with the good ideas. I drink it too because I just love it. I didn't know there was like any benefits from it. Thank you very much jotting it down.
No, straight out of the jar. Adrian, you as well, sir?
I dip my hands in it and I flick it on my sandwich for flavor.
Come on. Are you the only one that eats out of that jar?
You probably.
Maybe not.
My business.
He's Salt Bay, but Pickle Bay.
Okay. Here's what's funny. When I saw this, I didn't expect anybody else to admit to drinking out of the pickle juice jar. Ugh. But I also am a pickle juice jar drinker, especially with bread and butter pickles, which are, strangely enough, you may not know this, my weakness.
Really?
Bread and butter pickles. I can't
get down with the bread and butter. I'm dill all day.
I don't know why I can't get down with the bread and butter. I'm dill all day. That's like song lyrics right there, dude. Somebody get Jack Harlow on the phone. Yeah, that sounds listening? Like something Jack Harlow would say. That's fantastic. Hey, I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Natalie.
Sorry, I didn't write it down. Natalie, what's in those two weird cabinets above the fridge? Do you even know?
No, it's above my fridge and there's all liquor in front of that, so I never get into those. It's been a while.
In all honesty, I'm not sure what's in those two. Do you know what's in the cabinets above the fridge, Michaela?
There's actually, it's like useless. There's the the pipe or whatever that like goes through it. There's like a pipe that goes through it.
Sure.
So it's like not even functional storage.
The vent for your microwave or something like that.
Yes, yeah. Whatever it is. So it's just worthless.
This will probably win you a prize later on, because what I'm going to do, Adrian, do you know what's in those cabinets above your fridge?
Oversized baking bowls. I think that's what we have in ours. And I only know that because we just moved, so I know what's in there. That's it.
and they don't even make a step stool tall enough for Michaela to get into hers.
I know. It's, I got to crawl on top of my fridge.
It's literally an extendo ladder like the firefighters have for Michaela to even get into hers.
I know. Lisa always goes, look, a little monkey in my kitchen.
There's a monkey in the kitchen.
It has 10 years.
It's just Michaela. It's fine.
True.
That's fantastic. What we're going to do, we're going to do a contest on social where you have to guess we're going to take pictures of our cabinets above our fridge, and you have to guess whose is whose. We'll do that. You don't have to worry about that though, because you've already got your Gladiator 2 tickets, and congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
right, Nat. Yeah, Nat, hang on one second. And thank you again to our buddies at Neon City Festival in downtown Las Vegas. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Go to neoncityfestival.com to find out more.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab. Went on a first date with a guy last weekend, says Lana. Hooray! Mm-hmm. All is good, except for one thing. And quite honestly, I'm shocked she stuck around for the end of the date. I'm a little shocked. Now, he explains himself. And he makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
I still think he's wrong. Here's what we need. We'll need somebody who is a server or who has been a server to give us some clarification.
Oh my God. I think I have an idea. If you need a server, I think I have an idea, and I hope it's not what I think.
Anybody can have an opinion. Anybody can have an opinion on this, but I imagine those of us who have not been servers will be like, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. And many people who have been servers will also say, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
However, he believes he's in the right. I'll give this to him. He at least gives what appears to be a fairly decent explanation. But as we also know on this show, things often change, and certainly my opinion will often change once something comes out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, relationship rehab coming up next. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you wake me up now.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, if you were listening a minute ago, we were talking to Natalie. She's a cocktail server. What are the odds? That's so awesome. Hey, Nat, so we need your help with this. And have you? Okay, so I know this is a little different, and you get every, I'm going to say it, you get every a-hole on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sweetie.
Drinks and they still complain.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know what? Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Thank you for keeping this town running.
That's right, truly, sister. You're
on the front lines. And we know she's hot. And we know she's hot. Okay, so have you ever waited tables in a restaurant?
Not in a restaurant, just at the casinos.
Okay, so this will be a little different. Michaela, things I don't know. Have you ever waited tables?
Yes, I have.
I had a variety of jobs when I was first starting in radio. I was like 15, 16. And I went through fast food and I waited tables for, like, I worked at a grocery store
for
a half a second. Same thing. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Adrian, you ever wait tables, dude? Your mic's off. But he said no. So Alana went on a first date with a guy last weekend. All was good, but when he wanted to get the server's attention, oh yeah, it's worse when I say it out loud.
It's worse.
No, there's no coming back from this, I don't think. All is good, but he'd tap his water glass with his fork to get the server's attention.
No, you don't even have to be a server to know. Me and Natalie simultaneously said no.
No. Okay.
Was the picking your drink up and shaking it?
Yes.
Right. Shaking the ice around. Hey, honey. Like he thinks he's Tony Soprano. Hey, honey. Do this again. Do this again for me.
Gross.
Maybe a little less ice this time. Oh, well, thank you for your dollar, sir. Thanks for your dollar. How are things in Des Moines, Iowa?
I'm not into that at all.
Yeah, we don't need to take up any more of your... Okay, well, actually, you're the explanation. Was the service slow, says Alana? Nope. That's just what he did. It worked, probably because it was annoying AF. That's a quote. Because it was annoying AF. But who does that?
Yeah.
At one point, Alana said, I even said, will you please not do that? And he was a little miffed about it. He said he's always done it. Servers want to know if you need them. And they want to take good care of you so they get a good tip. The server did respond. It may have worked. He did leave her a huge tip, and she didn't appear annoyed at all.
No. One time this guy was so annoying while I was waitressing. Let me wait.
Yeah. Just really quick. Nat, final thoughts?
Unless he knew her on a personal level, like he's been in there before and the waitress is used to it. Otherwise, it's completely uncalled for. It's something you would do at a wedding to make a couple kiss. Not that. Not tapping.
Okay, so Alana's final questions are, and we'll just ask you, Natalie, is this rude?
Yes. If you whistle, snap, any of that, it's rude. The waiter always pays attention to what's going on. They should. But it's like, we kind of know your drink's empty. I'm coming around. I'm going to get you. Don't worry. You don't have to tap your glass.
Should we all start doing this? My guess is the answer is no. This is very interesting. So what is the best way to get your attention as a cocktail server at a casino?
$5 tip when you order, and I'll never forget you.
Okay.
Do it up. That's really smart. Do it up front. Yeah.
Yes. And the tip is to ensure proper service. So if you give me $5, I'm never going to forget you. I'm always going to come around and get you.
Sure.
Just five. If I give you 20, do I look like I'm trying too hard?
Ooh. No, I'll love you forever.
Please.
Of those kind of people. Because usually you get a dollar. Some people nowadays, they're like, here's a quarter. And you're like, gee, thanks.
No.
Why?
That's almost offensive.
Yeah, thanks, Grandpa. Were you still carrying those around?
Weighing down your tray.
Oh, no.
I would worry if somebody was trying to do 20, for example, then that they were trying to get more from you than just drinks, that it would send the wrong message.
Not really.
Not a casino.
Oh, you don't. Michaela, this is where we part ways, because guys are scumbags. They just are. And they get weird. And when people come to Vegas, they get weird ideas in their head. They've heard true. Stories. They get weird ideas of how it works. Well, and honestly, pay attention. You know what the greatest thing is? Next time you fly back into Las Vegas, listen to what people will, and it's always guys. Listen to what guys tell women that they're sitting next to on a plane about how Las Vegas works. Because inevitably there'll be a guy who's too close to you to be talking that loud, who really believes he knows how it all works, and he couldn't be further from the truth. You know, like the guy, one guy not too long ago was like, yeah, see all those houses down there? Those are all row houses because all of our houses look the same. Mm-hmm. You know, like in our housing developments.
Sure.
Yeah. The casinos built all those. That's where the workers live. The workers all live in there. It's like we're prisoners and the workers all live in there. And that's where they go. And then they go to work in the casinos.
Oh, like, is that boy logic?
That's all any of us do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think we live in the casinos.
Yes. I know that.
Yes.
That's so funny.
We eat at buffets. Yeah, uh-huh. We just line up. Ridiculous.
That's funny. They really do.
All right. We got to run. We know you got to run too. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye, Nat.
You too. Right. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, Nat. 702-364-9898. Can we just go through this again? Real quick. And maybe if you've got anything to add, he tapped on his glass. I have another question to ask because Alana seems like she's okay with it. You know, did you get that? She said everything was good, except that he tapped his water glass to get the server's attention. I have one more question that we haven't asked yet. We'll get to it right after Sabrina Carpenter.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
You know what I didn't tell Natalie? We're giving her a $50 Pink Box gift card.
Yes!
Although she can't have any because she's got to fit into that outfit. She's still, yeah. Do they girl, still let it do go. That?
Junk to the trunk, baby girl.
Michaela. They don't still, they in 2024, you can't still do this. Do they still make them weigh in?
No, dude, absolutely not.
No,
could you imagine?
No, but they used to. They no, used to. They that used was a to. Thing.
I know. I know they used to, but they. I don't think they can anymore. No way.
No, not at all. I wouldn't imagine. Hmm. And then it was always fun. It was always fun, too, to go to the old Imperial Palace because you'd always have those ones that were, you know, with the literally smoking Lucky Strikes while they're serving drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, with the red lips, I used to serve drinks to Frank Sinatra. Oh my God. It was fantastic.
Oh, I know. Growing up in Vegas, those women were my role models. I was like,
so good. Yeah. So good. And then no, but literally, and then you'd go, you know, you'd go to the Mirage or when the Bellagio opened and it's still kind of that way.
I know. Like, I love a cocktail server. Oh, I love them.
Amen. And that's, you know what? Again, shout out to all the cocktail servers. Yes. That's a hard freaking job.
I know, they're on their feet all day holding those trays, looking gorgeous.
And just the stupidity you have to put up with.
Yeah, that's where the tip matters.
So this is similar yet different. Alana goes on a first date with the guy last weekend. All is good. He would tap his water glass with his fork to get the server's attention. What are you at a wedding? And you're trying to get him to kiss? What's going on?
Yeah, what are you making a speech?
At one point, she's... Yeah, excuse me. I have something to say. Hang on. I'm trying to do sound effects. It's really dumb. I was trying to tap a pen against my coffee cup, and I just wish I hadn't even started down that road. you know, it was good in theory, not so great in execution. Nah. Was the service slow? No, that's just his thing.
Mm-hmm.
It worked, said Alana, probably because it was annoying AF, but who does that? She even asked him, will you please not do that? Which opened up a conversation. He said he's always done it. Mm-hmm. And that servers, I don't know where he got this information, but servers want to know if you need them and they want to take good care of you so they get a good tip. The server did respond and it may have worked. And he did leave her a huge tip.
Yeah, man. But listen, when I served, there was a guy that was he was very rude. He was very annoying. And he was with a party of eight. So it was a big bill. It was going to be a big tip, by the way, you know, fingers crossed, but he was so rude and so annoying. At the very end, he handed me the bill that he had just paid with a cash tip inside and kind of gave me that like, all right, here you go. And I opened it. It was a big tip, but I didn't even want it. I was so grossed out by his little shenanigans, as Adrian would say, during the whole meal, as if I were like being tested or I like needed to prove like I was like a good server or something. That it, at that point, the tip didn't even matter. I was, but that's who I am also as an individual. Like, don't irritate me. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't need your money. Don't annoy me.
The worst thing you can do to me is treat me like the help. And so therefore, I try my absolute best to not treat people like the help, because you're doing a gig, you know, you're doing a job.
Yeah.
But this is all the I don't know where he got the idea. I'm sure it works, but I don't know where he got the idea that it's okay, because I can't imagine anybody. We haven't found Adrian. We still haven't found anybody who's willing to say, yeah, that's fine. I do want to know, please. In fact, I wish they had a little bell in their pocket so they could ring it.
I
would come running. It's not. Yeah. In fact, why don't you just fit me with a shock collar and I'll give you the remote. And whenever you need your water glass refilled, just give me a little. Just set it on 2. Don't set it on 10. And it's, you know what I mean? How ridiculous.
Totally. And then don't worry, because I'm going to tip you big. You know what? Keep your money.
The question that I would love, because Alana asked, is this rude? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should we all start doing it? No.
Mm-mm.
I would love to talk to servers about what's the best way. What is the best way to get somebody's attention? I just try to make eye contact.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe just a little, you know, just a finger, but nothing above the eyebrow. You know what I mean? I'm probably not raising my hand. I mean,
even maybe a little wave, and not like your hand over your head, but just like a simple.
Yeah, wave there's of a the way. Hand. There's a look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a look on your face.
I mean, worst case, you could even go to the host stand and be like, hey, can you grab my server? I can't find her. Can you let her know that we need whatever? Even in that, most of the time, if I've ever had to do that, the server is very apologetic. Like, I'm sorry, thank you. But at least there's like a respect level.
I would kill to know if Alana went on another date with this guy.
God.
Because she said everything was good. She called it a first date. You know, I guess that's important. I'm reading too much into it. But do you think she went out with him again?
No.
I think she did.
I think it troubled her enough to let us know that it was bothering her and needed an opinion. I think no.
I think she's, after we ruined it for him, you're right. She's probably not going to go. She probably was going to go out with him because she was on the fence. But yeah, now she's totally blocking, unfollowing, all of that.
Yes,
yeah,
you're exactly. Right.
You're right. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
There may be a new queen of Christmas, Michaela.
Ooh, who?
There may be.
Who is this?
And that queen of Christmas.
Maybe this Christmas will move someplace.
Oh, Kelsey.
Maybe this year.
Get out of this video right now.
Love will appear deeper than ever.
Okay, actually, I'm a little surprised.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to
call.
Okay, that's Stevie Nicks. And remember a minute ago? Oh my God, remember a minute ago when I was talking about the old cocktail waitresses smoking Lucky Strikes with their red lipstick on?
I really sound like Stevie.
Serve Frank Sinatra. Listen to, my God, Stevie Nicks.
Wait, now I'm gagged. Please keep it going.
Someone we love.
Her voice is deeper than his.
Oh my God. She's an icon.
I know. I love her so much too, but. But
there are no buts.
Someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall. Maybe this Christmas.
I don't know. Okay.
This is a collab I did not know that we needed. Will I say Queen of Christmas and push Mariah Carey, who is literally defrosting as we speak?
Yeah, but Yeah, but only if it's Jason Kelce. Only if it's Jason Kelce. Here's Jason commenting.
Jason, how does it feel to officially be the queen of Christmas?
I've fought my whole life to be the queen of Christmas, and the fact that we're finally there is just really special. We caught it in early November. We'll see if it holds up throughout the rest of Christmas.
What he's talking about is that song, Maybe This Christmas, has hit the top, number one.
Okay.
On the iTunes 100 holiday chart, beating out All I Want for Christmas Is You by the Queen of Christmas herself, Mariah Carey. The Stevie Nicks might have had something to do with it. Maybe. Maybe. But like he said, I've fought my whole life to be the Queen of Christmas, and the fact that we're finally there, it's just really, really special.
It was incredible to work with Stevie Nicks. I mean, I just am still in awe of the fact that that actually happened. There is no percent chance any song that I am in should be streaming number one on any service.
Yeah, well, don't give yourself too much credit, Stevie Nicks.
That's exactly right.
But you know what? I said the same thing, and my sister said, no, he's the king of Christmas. He's done the Philly Christmas album for the past 3 years, which I didn't even know he's got. What? Yeah, Philly Christmas album he's put out for the past 3 years.
Kelce has?
Yes, I had no idea.
And we never cared.
Stevie Nicks. We never cared. Well,
yeah. Well, and Jason Kelce's kind of become a big deal, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
His star has definitely risen. Well, enjoy number one while you got it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Congratulations, buddy. You can be the king. Mariah's always the queen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, unseating the queen.
Yeah,
I think that's her forever. Mariah's our queen.
And Deffer.
All right, good. Have you decorated yet?
We're putting up the Christmas tree this weekend.
My wife went sideways because her best friend came over the other day, and all of a sudden they got a wild hair. I leave the house for 90 minutes. Swear to God, I leave the house for 90 minutes. Apparently, at some point they looked at each other and went, "Let's decorate the tree." So yeah, well, we have a tree up, and I went, but it's 2 weeks to Thanksgiving, and it was even more. You know, it's 2.5 weeks when it happened.
Yeah,
over the weekend. And I'm not going to lie, it's kind of nice.
It's nice.
Is it the real tree?
Please.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So earlier this morning, we were talking about the Reddit thread that I saw about people who find odd things attractive.
Oh, sure.
And we agreed that we both love adult braces.
Ugh, love them.
Not like teeth braces. Not like if you hurt my knee in college. Play a little high school ball.
I could imagine.
I'm sure somebody knee braces.
Yeah, they're like, let me take care of you, baby.
When men or women build fires and stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and my wife. So yes. My wife knew that I had a little bit of a farm background, and I think she kind of dug that. And true story, right before my wife and I got together, she had replaced her own sink in the bathroom, and I went,
in love.
That's hot.
Oh, yeah.
That is so hot. When somebody remembers tiny details about me, like my coffee order or my irrational fear of pigeons, that's adorable. Oh, yes. That's
so cute.
It just shows they care. Men or women who actually read books in their free time.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Love smart, educated people.
I suppose. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I gotta know a little more about you first, because I can it feels to me like you're trying to show me how smart you are.
Yeah, I can see that, but I don't say, like, I genuinely, for me, what turns me on so much, also, I tell you this all the time, what I love the most is, like, smart, efficient people. Like, I love people that just go in there and they're like, get out, or we're doing this. Blah, 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 yeah, ma. And then I'm like, I don't know why that turned out the way they just did. I don't even know what I just said.
To recap, that was, meow, ma, ah.
Oh my God, girl.
Got it.
Did you guys get that? Is that what gets you going too? Okay, cool. Michaela, shut up.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! It shouldn't shock anybody With 21 days, 3 weeks left till Toy Drive, 21 days. I need you to focus on this. Focus. 3 weeks till Toy Drive, 21 days. Our attention span is ridiculously short.
Oh, God, I know it.
The average Gen Zer, according to a poll out this week, the average Gen Zer checks their phone 6 times during a TV show. That's per episode. That's per, you know, that's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's
not just young people. How many, literally.
I'm guilty.
We all are. Mm-hmm. We all are. And it's funny because they go, okay, millennials check their phone 5 to 6 times, Gen X 4 to 5, and baby boomers 3. What about just watching TV while you're on your phone?
Listen,
you know what I mean?
There's a whole joke that you'll just put on the TV for background noise so you can look at your phone. And that's who I've become. I'm ashamed to admit it. It's who I've become. I hate it.
You know what? You're normal. That's what it is. You're normal.
Most people
say that if they're watching a show or a movie at home, they're probably using their phone at the same time. 78% of young people admit to it. 41% of baby boomers admit to it. You know what? And the other 22% of young people and the other 39% of baby boomers, you're lying. We all do it. I don't even know why. This is the most obvious. I'm crumpling this up and throwing it away because it's the most obvious thing we've ever talked about.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Now listen, Michaela, I'm not in favor of crime or criminals. You know this.
Yeah.
But I am, it shouldn't shock anybody to know that I do love a good smart aleck.
Oh, you do. Who doesn't?
Hackers have, I guess at one point last week, took over France's Schneider Electric, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And demanded a $125,000 ransom. However, they wanted to be paid in baguettes.
Stop.
I don't know.
Why? Yeah, that's so stupid.
Because they're French? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, no.
Be paid in baguettes. Wee wee, baby.
Yeah, they're making fun of them for being French. I don't know what the whole... There must be more to this story, but there was an ex-user that appeared to take responsibility for a recent cyber attack that resulted in 40 gigs of data being stolen. That doesn't seem like much, but okay. Oddly, the hacker or hackers appeared to want bread instead of dough. See what they did there?
This is so stupid.
Yeah. The hacker claims... That they want Schneider Electric to admit that they were breached, and if they do so, then they only have to hand over $62,500 or half in baked goods.
They don't make criminals like they used to. These guys are too soft. Remember back in the day when they were asking for real stuff.
My guess is that they just don't, they just want to let them know that they can do it. You know what I mean? This is one of those like, hey, just so you know, we're right. You know, we're in here. You don't have to. And they're only stealing 40 gigs of data. I mean, that seems like not much.
Harmless.
No videos. Definitely. I don't know. But what would be great to be like is if they replied to them with a bag, you know, with like a sack, like a trash bag.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Where do you want them?
A full drop off.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, I just love this story. Have you seen the clip on social media of the North Korean soldier who's in Russia? Because, you know, Putin asked his buddy, Kim Jong-un or whoever that is, to send over some help.
Yes.
You know, and the guy's looking at a woman dancing on his.
Yes. I didn't know where you were going. I didn't know if this is a feel good story. Yes, of course. I've seen that clip.
No, this now they can't verify that this is real. We do know that there's 11,000 North Korean troops that are in Russia. And the rumors are flying that because these guys have never had access to the internet. Oof. I mean, they do, but it's restricted heavily in North Korea.
Yeah, there's no girls dancing.
Well, they've discovered a brave new world in Russia. And I quote from a reliable journalist who says a usually reliable source tells me that North Korean soldiers who have deployed to Russia have never had unfettered access to the internet before. As a result, they are, and yes, they use this word, they are gorging on pornography.
Listen, we've got people in America gorging on pornography, and they've had access for years. I don't blame them.
Yes, of course, but this really just goes to show you that it does. Dudes are dudes, no matter what part of the world they are in. Dudes, and it's another reason why, you know, when I say, why are guys the way that they are? Because it's just, yeah. Uh-huh. Way to go.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, Michaela, are you into Starburst?
Yeah, I love Starburst. One of the pink ones.
They've only been around since 1968. Really, do the other ones taste so different?
Yeah, they do. I love the pink ones.
Okay. All right. Originally, they were called Opal Fruits when they debuted in 1959. 1968, they went, you know, Opal Fruits just isn't working. Yeah. And so they renamed them Starburst, and the rest is history. Pigeons have an incredible ability to remember human faces. If you chase a pigeon or if you feed a pigeon, even once, it will remember you in the future.
That's funny and creepy. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
But that voice especially.
When Nokia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they were founded in Finland back in 1865. Nice. We know them as a phone company, right?
Of course. It was my first one I ever had. Cell phones.
When they first started, they made toilet paper and other paper products. And then 100 years later, they got into communications and whatnot.
Oh, that's great.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was just kind of starting out. His first big role was Terminator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much he got paid for that movie? The original classic Terminator?
Probably not as much as I think.
How much?
A million?
$75,000.
No way.
7 years later, they did Terminator 2 and he made $15 million.
Good for him. Yeah, good for him.
Some more you know before we go. Let's bounce. Look. It's almost Friday. It's almost. Yeah. Still got to get through today, but you can do that. That's easy. Mm-hmm. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, at CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us on social at 985KLUC.
Hey, be sure to follow me if you'd like on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, the Unlikely Podcast, available on YouTube. Go subscribe and wherever you listen to your podcast, including that free Odyssey app where you can listen to the Chet Buchanan Show as well.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you tonight at Fontainebleau.
Yeah, let's go. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.